tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Matt Modica, Corey Parsons, and Scott Engel. I am Greg Sussman. That Thursday night stinker's done. We knew, Matt, that was going to be the worst game ever.
Yeah, we've gotten some really good. We probably the two best games in the season had to on Thursday night. Yeah. So I'm not going to complain about that. This is going to happen in the NFL. I will say, though, I'm super excited about tonight's World Series game. I think it's been fantastic.
Awesome World Series. I'm excited for a Friday night so I can watch the game.
Yeah, no, that too. And unfortunately, we'll be working. We'll be doing old school, so you could have the game on mute. And you can be listening to us on the radio, me, Chris Vaccaro, Corey Parsons, 9 to 11 p.m. tonight. One of the funnest shows, It's late night, Friday night.
The whole vibe
they
going
put it on.
On
the glass, so, yeah.
Whole vibe indeed going on there. Now, you mentioned it last hour. Let's bring it up again. Once Stephon Diggs made this trip over across the pond, you felt good. And then he gets in a full practice, you feel really good.
I do feel really good. The one thing is, when he's been on the injury report, I know he's like healing. He hasn't been the same player. Fact that he had a full practice is very encouraging. I desperately need him this week, so I need him to play, especially with these six teams on a bye. But as Dr. A said yesterday, I would love, if I could afford it, I would love for him not to play this week.
Sure.
Have the bye, be fully healthy for the stretch run. But, look, the Browns, as you said, the Browns play the run very well. So I think they're going to have to pass the ball. I think it's a Jarek McKinnon game,
right.
Not a Latt Murray game.
Right. No, we'll get into the game-by-game preview coming up in a couple. But I'm just happy to see that you get Stephon Diggs practicing in full. You're going to have to start. I know my buddy EY texted me, Stephon Diggs or a bunch of other guys. I'm like, oh, Stephon Diggs is playing. Yeah, you have to start him. He's that
what
good.
We've seen in the first couple of games, this is a guy that he kind of broke out last year, let's be honest. But, he's a budding star in this league. So hopefully he can stay healthy. Hopefully he doesn't re-injure himself. That's what I'm really nervous about. And, you want to see star players play in the game.
Of course. And that includes when Case Keenum is a quarterback. My question is, and has been, when they come out of this bye, will Case Keenum still be the quarterback? That's the question.
I just wouldn't go off of him right yet. If he plays bad, then yes. But if he has a good game, you could always bring Teddy Bridgewater in. I don't think he's going to be specifically ready right after the bye.
Yeah, Bridgewater may not be ready. Keenum didn't look too good last week, and that's Keenum. I think, they got a good defense. The running game is strong. They win in spite of the quarterback.
But what are they going to do?
I agree.
The fan base wants Teddy Bridgewater.
Correct.
But they might be thinking we might be able to make a playoff run with Keenum.
Whoever gives the best chance to get the Super Bowl is going to start.
I don't think they can.
It's probably Keenum.
I don't think they can a Super Bowl team with either quarterback.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. A lot more headlines to get to. I want to go over Scott's rankings. Not always as fun. We'll do that coming up this hour. A lot more to get to. This is the Roto Experts here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Before I get to these headlines from yesterday, I got to ask you a question I got on Twitter. I didn't know how to answer it. So, fantasy executive, can you help me out here? Christian asks, he's in a PPR, he's in a tough spot. Is these three flex options, Adam Humphries, Rex Burkhead, Austin Eckler?
You have
Oh, boy. What? How many teams in the league?
I have no idea.
It's got to be 40 teams in this
Probably
league.
Probably so.
Say those names again.
Austin Eckler, Rex Burkhead, Adam Humphries. I didn't know how to answer. That's why I'm asking you.
If you want to take a shot on this one, what I would do is I would play Eckler.
Okay.
Because
Gordon's ailing.
Yeah, because Gordon's ailing, and he may have to take some plays off.
Okay.
And Eckler will be able to step in and get some work.
Eckler, Burkhead, and who's the third? I'm sorry.
Adam Humphries.
Adam Humphries
against Carolina.
Now, if I had to take one of those three,
PPR to be fair.
Now, if I had to take one of those three, okay, I would probably take Burkhead. Because, you know, we've been seeing that Melvin Gordon's been limited, but he's still getting it done. If Kenny Golladay doesn't play or he doesn't practice today, I say take a flyer. Well, they need a running back, though, right? Obviously, I was going to say take a flyer on T.J. Jones.
They don't need a running back. He's Adam Humphries.
No, T.J. Jones. Go and get T.J. Jones because they're going to have to throw the ball to him.
Well, Scott makes a good point about Kenny Golladay. Everybody's all excited. He did not practice yesterday. That's not a good sign. I'm either going with Eckler or Burkhead and just, you know, flipping a coin here and taking a shot. If I got to choose between these three, it's an
uninspired choice.
Yes.
T.J. Jones may start for the Lions, and Stafford does look for him.
All right, so T.J. Jones, all right.
Yeah.
I can buy it. Scott, you had a trade you made yesterday you wanted to bring up as well.
Yeah, Dynasty League. Yesterday, and you know, this guy's been trying to get Amari Cooper and Dalvin Cook off of me, and you know, Matt's been saying sell high on Cook, etc. And I'm weak at running back because I had Buck Allen and DeMarco Murray, and in 7 of my 9 leagues I have a winning record. This one I'm 3-4, and I want to make a push. So we've been talking for a few days. The guy's resistant on giving up anything to get anything. So I played hard line with him and told him, look, you don't give me these guys, you don't get those guys. So I ended up getting Doug Baldwin, Doug Martin, and Alvin Kamara for Amari Cooper, Dalvin Cook, and Deion Lewis. I insisted on Baldwin.
And I was saying to sell high on Cook. Did you say I said that?
I mean, I sell high on Cooper. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, in a dynasty, I think I'd rather have Cooper and Cook, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm going for it this year.
Oh, that's a different story. Okay, yeah. You're going for it.
So I thought I had to go for it right now.
That's how you needed to...
I had to go for it right now, and I said, look, with Cooper...
So you got Baldwin?
Yeah, I got Baldwin, Kamara, and Doug Martin.
Well, okay, yeah. If you're going for it now, then I like it, because Kamara is obviously has a entrenched role in the Saints offense, which is something you want.
And I like him a lot going forward, too.
You are the Doug Martin guy. So
yes.
You got your boy. And Doug Martin, if you...
And
look,
Baldwin.
Doug Baldwin. I'm a Doug Baldwin guy. And if anything, if it holds true the last couple seasons where that second half, the Seattle Seahawks usually pop, then it's even a better...
Look, he had another good game last week. It's not like he's an old receiver. He's probably got another good 3-4 years.
At least. I'd buy on Baldwin.
Now, he was originally going to give me, instead of Baldwin... He was going to give me Kenneth Dixon and Kelvin Benjamin. I insisted on Baldwin. I
said, that's a bit of a difference.
Yeah, I said insisted on Baldwin. I said, I like
Dixon. I like Dixon.
Yeah, but he's going for it now.
But I'm going for it now. I said, you're not. I said to him in my pitch, I said, you're not giving me a wide receiver one or an RB1. I said, you get no Amari Cooper if you don't get Doug Baldwin, because if Cooper blows up, and we don't know if he will completely yet, I know Doug Baldwin's going to be consistent for the next 2 to 3 years.
Question, Scott.
Yeah.
What's your record in that league?
3-4. What place are you in?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Why?
I have the last playoff spot right now, and I've won 2 in a row.
So right now you're the 6th seed.
Right. Based on points.
If I was the 6th seed playing to win this year, I don't know. I'm getting rid of Cooper and Cook.
Injured. I don't know. I don't know if I can trust. I feel like I can trust Baldwin and I can't trust Cooper.
But if he's not going to be injured forever, Scott. If you're Scott and you believe in Doug Martin, and you are putting in three guys into your lineup.
Yeah, of course.
So that can,
that's true too.
That yeah. could greatly affect his this, outcome.
This is why season. You enjoy playing a dynasty league because it's almost like a baseball trade in a way.
And the other trade, but like Dixon, yeah. he's going to be suspended next year too. Right?
But I feel I feel as if
I think he can serve the suspension on IR.
So oh really?
He'll be fine.
Okay, no. But
I think in a dynasty, I would have to be a little bit closer to the top of the standings.
I agree.
To make that kind of move to yeah, try to win it all thing. Now.
I'm very high in points.
Where you
I've
had points.
Some bad luck. I think I'm like fourth or fifth in points, but I got to take
you
a look.
You said you were very high.
It's not very high.
Look, I'm in the catbird seat for the playoffs right now. Okay, in terms of points, I have the best points easily of any team that has a 3-4 record, and that's the tiebreaker. Okay. If I get
Kamara
in the playoffs,
in the playoffs,
anything can happen.
Running backs in New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's not going to be Dalvin Cook.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You get in the playoffs, anything can happen. I agree, Scott. I'm not saying it's a bad trade, and I understand what you're doing. But
I got to give up something to get something.
Yes, of course. But you're giving up a lot in that sixth seed. Like if you get unlucky again, you may have screwed yourself going forward.
Well, look, you know what? I won two straight. If I was 2-5, I wouldn't have made this deal.
You were one game away from being 2-5, though.
That's a big difference, though. I'm in the sixth playoff spot.
I kind of like it for the fact that, look, you want to win now. You want to have a shot at making the playoffs. If he's got that last spot, go for it. You know. And look, he's getting Kamara back, who I really like for the future.
Yeah, I know everyone's going to love Kamara in the future. Kamara's going to be one of these dudes next draft season that his stock is going to be out of control.
Overvalued.
Out of control his stock is going to be next year.
And unlike Mucking, Sean Payton loves this dude.
Oh, yeah. Sean Payton does love
gushes dude. Over him.
I'm excited for Sean Payton to get the nose ring like Kamara in like solidarity. Oh, my God. Who was it? I noticed somebody else had a nose ring that was playing football recently.
Thought dot.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm not a thought, so I wouldn't know either. You know what I'm saying?
True. But I noticed another player. It might have been Jay Ajayi that had it. Is that possible?
I could see that.
Right,
I don't know. I could never wear any jewelry while playing sports at all.
I thought it was Jay Ajayi, but I googled Jay Ajayi nose ring, and that's not what came up.
That's not a thing?
Yeah, I'm gonna move on now.
Right now, I'm fourth in that league in points.
Okay, so let's go to some of the major headlines from yesterday. The first was in Detroit, and you guys were just talking about it. That was the fact that Golden Tate had another limited practice, and he's like, listen, I have no idea if I'm going to play on Sunday. Kenny Golladay missed practice yesterday. Scott brings up TJ Jones. Can you play TJ Jones, Corey, this week against Pittsburgh? If these guys don't play, obviously.
I think you can. I think, if those guys don't play, I think you can put him out there. I would be very distraught doing so. Not something that I want to do. I wish I would have had a different option because we really don't know a lot about this kid. So I wouldn't feel good doing it, but I can see you being in a 12-team league. Not nobody in a 10-team league. In a 12-team league with six teams on bye. I mean, I hate to say, it almost feels like that's an excuse when you say that. For making a bad lineup decision. I would start Darren Fells. He can catch a touchdown.
Can TJ Jones get a touchdown?
Huh? I think he can give you some yardage. I think Jones can give you some downfield yardage.
Okay.
But it's a super desperation play.
Yes. It is a super desperation play on a bye week where you may need it. But TJ Jones, if he's the number two wide receiver, you know what that's going to mean, Corey?
What's that?
A lot of theoretic.
That's what I'm looking forward to getting some lineups this week.
Was it Jim Bob Cooter?
Jim Bob Cooter!
Love saying that.
Gotta say it like
he
that.
Mentioned yesterday. I mean, this has been said in the past, but I think it's something that they should do. And I think they're going to have to do with all these injuries at the wide receiver position is having Abdullah and Riddick on the field at the same time.
Yeah, Jones is averaging like 13 yards a catch. Like, you know, he had like 2 for 32 one game, 3 for 63, 3 for 33, another 3 for 33. So, you know, there's some yardage promise there.
Well, what the big number is that I want to say, without Golden Tate in a lot of the second half 2 weeks ago, without Kenny Golladay, 9 targets in that game is the big number when it comes to TJ Jones for me. 9 targets.
Yeah, look, somebody's got to catch the ball, right?
Absolutely.
So
you
don't have Golladay. I mean, Marvin Jones, you know, you're actually excited to stop Marvin Jones this week.
I would never be excited to start Marvin
You have to
Jones.
Be.
Oh, well, I'm excited.
I'm not saying I wouldn't use him, but I'm not saying I'd be excited.
I agree. I can't say I'm excited for Marvin Jones.
Those guys are out. I think he's going to get a ton of targets.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the guy that you're a big fan of that I feel lied to us, which I don't appreciate. We'll talk about it right after this.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Shakur, I know you are you're a big Anquan Boldin guy.
I like Anquan Boldin. One of my favorite players.
That's right. And he signed with the Bills, and then 13 days later, he quit.
Yeah, I Scott?
He quit the Bills. 13 days later, he quit the Bills. And he said, you know what? I want to be close to home. I don't have a passion for this anymore. You won't see me signing with the team at midseason. I don't have a passion to play football anymore. Well, it's midseason, and guess who wants to play football again?
Anquan Boldin.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a bad look. I don't know the passion, but now 8 weeks in, I don't feel like, you know what? I didn't want to go to training camp. I didn't want to go through the rigors of the game. Yeah. I want to play for a contender. I don't want to be freezing my ass off some Buffalo.
I agree.
Like 4-2 Bills who need a pass catcher?
But he doesn't want to play for them.
I got four teams he could potentially go to when he would make a fit, because this guy is like a player coach now. I don't know what he has left in fantasy, okay? I'll tell you why each of the teams.
How do you know he's like a player coach, Scott?
I'll tell you why he's like a player coach.
How do you know he's like a player coach? Explain this to me.
Because he's a veteran. He's 37 years old, and he's the kind of guy who can go in there, talk to the young guy.
Give me some facts.
What?
Give me some facts that you know about Anquan Boldin talking to young guys and coaching them up. Give me some facts. Give me situations. Give me hard. Don't just tell me what you think. Give me hardcore evidence of you knowing that Anquan Boldin can be a player coach.
I don't have any hardcore evidence, but I believe that can be that type of guy. Being around professional sports like I have, I can see who a clubhouse leader is.
Okay, we're professionals. Scott, the concession stand at City Field is not being.
That was when I was 18.
It's not being around professional sports.
All right,
selling programs in Madison Square Garden is not being around professional sports. Going to the locker room and doing whatever it is you do in the locker room is not being around.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. Roto Experts in the Park is not being about professional sports.
Okay, you're in the locker room.
So once
you're
again,
right.
I've corrected you.
You're right. You're in the locker
room. Once again, I've taught you another lesson. I'm going to give you four teams that I think you should go to, because I think this is the kind of guy that if you put around young receivers on the right team, okay, then he can make a difference. But then there's another squad that maybe could help take to a Super Bowl. All right? Number one, the Los Angeles Rams, okay? He can straighten out Sammy Watkins in his head, and also he can be a mentor to a guy like Cooper Kupp. Okay,
I don't think Sammy Watkins needs to be straightened out.
The Rams have the two tight ends. They got their receivers.
No, but I'm not talking about him going in there and be the number one receiver.
Well, he's going to want to play. He's going to want to get
it. He don't want to coach, Scott.
He's going to want to play. You can roll him out there, you know, in some sets and stuff like that. But, you know, this is a team that some people consider a contender, okay? Another one, the Carolina Panthers. You got young receivers and Devin Funchess and Kelvin Benjamin, and you got a big baby of a quarterback who needs to grow up, and that guy can go talk to
him. Yeah, but Anquan Boldin's not walking in there and straighten Cam out.
That's true too, and I don't know. And I
get where you're coming from.
I don't know if I think Carolina is the right fit, But you know, Anquan Boldin comes with off the field stuff as far as social justice stuff like that. I don't know if that owner's going to want him there.
All right, another one. Having three tight ends out there between
another one.
Another one.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, right? They don't have a major established receiver. Blake Bortles can use him as a safety valve instead of throwing interceptions. And that's a team that people think that they might be on the cusp.
That one I like the best.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Carolina's probably the best personnel-wise.
And it's close to Florida.
Jacksonville is in Florida.
Yep.
But I don't think Jacksonville is ready to. He's not going to play. He wants to play deep into the playoffs. That's not going to happen in Jacksonville.
Here you go then. Here's another one. They don't have a second wide receiver, and many people consider him a Super Bowl contender, and he can also be an influence on and off the field because he's been there a lot before, the Kansas City Chiefs.
I thought maybe you'd say Seattle.
They don't need any wide receivers. Because
Paul Richardson is great.
He is. Well, he's good. He's produced more than Baldwin. Bolden. There's nothing wrong with Paul Richardson.
When does he produce more than Bolden? Anquan Bolden's a Hall of Famer.
No, I'm talking about right now. He'll produce more than
Bolden. Anquan Bolden's not doing nothing.
Bolden had 8 touchdowns.
Yeah.
They don't need him. They got Baldwin, Richardson, Lockett. They don't need him.
But you just named a whole bunch of other teams that got D.D. Westbrook and Zay Jones and other players like that. So they can say they don't need him either.
I think
there's a big difference between D.D. Westbrook, between Zay Jones and Paul Richardson, and having Doug Baldwin on your team and Jimmy Graham.
Here's why the Bills need him. Number one, they don't have any receivers. Okay, Matthews may be healthy now. I'm not sure. Charles Clay is still weeks away. And Bolden's more like a tight end type anyway. Yep. So that would, for me.
But he doesn't want to play in Buffalo.
You know what? Then you sit on the sidelines. What do you want me to tell you?
No, the Buffalo Bills now, they'll trade him away.
Yeah, they'll trade him for like a conditional pick. He doesn't want to play in Buffalo.
I mean, if he's 37 years old, I would want to be someplace where it's warmer,
cold.
Too.
Yeah. You gotta retire.
I don't think it's nothing against Buffalo. I think it's something against, his body needs to be optimal. So he needs to go. He probably won't play for the Buccaneers, but they don't have no room. I think DeSean Jackson is toast.
You think so?
I think he's washed.
Where do you get that from?
Just I was watching some stuff on NFL Live, and I'm looking at him run down the field. I'm like, this cat don't look right.
I don't know, because I'm seeing every week that he's like leading in air yards every single week. And the first 3 weeks, Jameis missed them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not all Jameis' fault because it's a new relationship.
Yeah, you got to develop the chemistry. Yeah.
So I have a little bit of breaking news. According to Adam Schefter, just tweeted this out. All signs point to Lions wide receiver Golden Tate playing Sunday night against the Steelers.
Wow.
Forget T.J. Jones.
So he's going to go back to Detroit.
He's going to go right back.
I guess you don't mind the cold weather.
Why do you think Bolden's going back to Detroit?
I mean, I'm sorry. Who'd you say?
Golden Tate's going to play.
Golden Tate. I had Anquan Bolden in my head.
Sure.
All signs point to Golden. I got to put them in my lineup.
Do I have to be a home health aide for you, Corey? You're getting senile.
You see, now, this is why, and then it's my fault. You feel what I'm saying? You can't use what I used on you yesterday on me today.
Yes, I can, and I just did.
Golden Tate said this. Over the bye week, I had a chance to get a lot of my rest, and my wife cooked really well.
It's good.
Home cooking is good. It's
something that heals you.
I'm 29, so I guess I'm considered young still. He's my age. This is crazy. So I guess I'm considered young still. So I guess I can still heal up pretty quickly. I don't know. First time I've ever dealt with this. I'm trying to test myself, see where I am, and see what adjustments need to be made.
It's a pain in the butt. You know why, right?
Because he's going to play one play and then leave.
No. Guess what time the game starts?
Sunday night football. After 2 days, this article comes from MLive.com. It's Lions paper. After 2 days of practice, Tate said he was not inhibited by the shoulder at all. And after a few hours of practice Thursday, he tweeted a GIF that could have been about anything, but surely isn't a bad sign about how he's feeling. It was Mr. Burns saying, excellent.
It depends on your league. Some leagues, Benny Fowler is available and he plays Monday night, so you can have Tate and have Fowler just in case he's inactive or something like that.
Scott, you know what? I think that might be the situation.
I'm going to call Scott Angle. Yeah. It's a very good call.
Look, I love Golden Tate, But how healthy is this guy? It's still the secondary has played well. So it's going to be tough. That's a tough matchup.
Golden Tate, you play him in any matchup.
Look, I love Tate, but I mean, how healthy is this? I mean, Dr. A was saying 7 weeks, like about a week ago, and now this guy's playing.
It's crazy.
What happened with Ty Montgomery, right?
I think you guys you'll talk to Dr. Eichler Sunday morning, get the latest on Golden Tate. But we'll say this.
I'm going to have Golden Tate information to you in a second.
Will you?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
You'll find out.
To be honest, I don't want to know.
All right. I guess I'll cancel your Exclusive Edge subscription.
No, then. Scott, you don't have to cancel my Exclusive Edge. I thought maybe you was going through other channels.
No. That's how I found you.
Golden Tate. All right. I don't have Benny Fowler on this team. So
Golden Tate. Inside. You subscribe now to the rotoexperts.com in-season Exclusive Edge premium package. It's now in an all-time slash price for your playoff run. Enter free radio and check out for a special discount. You get inside injuries analysis when you type in the player search and you get player cards.
Get to the analysis, Scott. Get to the analysis.
Can I do my job?
Get to the analysis,
Can I do
Scott.
My job or I have to leave? All right? Because I'm going to leave. All right? All right. You subscribe. You type in the player search box. Any player comes up. It's got an inside injury section. Right now, health performance factor is 65%. So it's above average what they're estimating if he plays. The chance of him getting injured again, overall injury risk, only 20%.
This is the opposite of what this dude told us yesterday, by the way.
He's below average on the health overall. But
Dr. A did say the numbers changed quick.
But, Corey, what is it that you say? If a guy is active,
play him.
It's hard not to play Golden Tate, especially this week. But it's
just the Sunday night thing. Sunday it screws night, it up. You know Steelers, what I'm saying?
Does this take some of the shine away from Marvin Jones?
It does.
And Theo Riddick.
Very much my man, Theo Riddick.
I never use shine and Marvin Jones in the same sentence.
It's
but
not
yeah.
nice.
I'm going to start Tate if I went that route, but you're asking a lot. You're asking a guy that seems to have an injury that's coming back way too soon versus a tough defense on Sunday night.
My situation is I can right now I got Jamison Crowder in my second flex.
You still have Jamison Crowder? Let it go.
20 roster spots.
Let it go.
By the slot receiver.
There you go right there.
Cup is done, so.
Cowboys all getting beat up by slot receivers.
You also, if you're in a super deep league like that, have T.J. Jones holstered.
I would have to holster him tonight. Ugh. And the person I would have to drop would likely be Jamison Crowder.
Bye.
We take a break. We'll get YouTube live when we come back. He's starting and sitting. The pick of the week next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Experts, getting you ready for week number 8. This is the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. That's the king, Scott Angle. That's Wall Street, Matt Modica. And you two, good morning. There's one for everybody. It's fantastic. Just wait until we have to get on so people can see you to do it.
Yes, what's up? What we got?
So, I was coming up with what we can talk about because something stood out to me. And I was looking at the King Scott Angles rankings inside the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge package.
Did they hurt your eyes?
They did. One thing in particular really hurt my eyes, and that's what I wanted to bring up. So, call this
a hoodie mellow.
There's some really cool NBA hoodies right now, by the way.
Hoodie mellow.
I'm really proud of Corey Parson today when he's back in his Knick colors.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You show up Monday, he'll be wearing Golden State colors. Don't worry.
There you go.
This is the real Corey Parson right now.
Western Conference team.
No.
So what we got with Scott's
rankings? The one thing that really surprised me was who Scott Angle had ranked as his 22nd best wide receiver this week. That means he's a solid wide receiver too, right? Mm-hmm. Solid wide receiver too. That's Will Fuller.
Yep.
And I like Will Fuller. We know I picked him up. I wound up trading him away along with Jameson Crowder for T.Y. Hilton. And Will Fuller caught two passes in his last game. Will Fuller caught two passes in the game before that. He caught four passes in the game before that. That's eight passes total. Now, I get it. He's got five touchdowns and eight passes. We've talked about that a lot. But in Seattle, in a game where we've talked about this before, where you're saying Will Fuller very well could line up on the Richard Sherman side of things, we have Will Fuller ranked as a number two wide receiver solidly?
He's caught eight passes on the whole season.
I can't do that.
He catch a pass a game.
That is my... I'm sitting Will... I can't necessarily do that because of bye weeks, but like, I want to sit Will Fuller because I cannot have him ranked as a wide receiver two solidly.
They are going to move those wide receivers around. Do not throw deep on Sherman's side. It just doesn't happen. But on the other side, but the other side has Shaq Griffin and Justin Coleman. Now Griffin's playing very well for a rookie, and Coleman's played very well for a nickelback. But I don't think they're going to shut Deshaun Watson down. We've seen this Seahawk team give up some big plays in the passing game, especially on the other side. Rishard Matthews had a big catch and run on them. You also saw Dante Moncrief score a touchdown against them. This team is not the Denver Broncos in terms of being complete shutdown when they're playing a very good quarterback.
Give me a projected line.
Projected line for Will Fuller. I'm going to say four catches for 60 yards and a touchdown.
So he's going to have his best game of the season versus the Legion of Boom.
I think I...
Here I am arguing somebody against Seattle. God, this is very strange for me.
There's nothing to do with my allegiance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Will Fuller, you believe 4 for 60 and a touchdown.
Yes.
So you're telling me he was going to wind up with 16 fantasy points against the Legion of Boom.
Yes.
I'm going to go behind the paywall and look at Jake's projections.
Just compare. Are you comparing and contrasting?
I want to see if Jake got him 4 for 65 and a touch.
So
that'd be the best game of his career.
All right. I was looking the wrong thing. I was also going behind the payroll. Look at Jake's projections. You should also check the link at RotoWorks.com.
I think Deshaun Watson is going to go into Seattle.
You're number eight
and
quarterback.
Prove himself.
You have as your number eight quarterback this week.
They're not going to win the game, but that's going to be a damn exciting game.
They're not going to win the game.
No, listen. Look.
Jake has Will Fuller as his number 36 wide receiver this week. Number 36 overall.
This is going to be one of the most entertaining games of the week. It's very hard to win in Seattle, but it's not impossible to play well there.
Jake projects him to have 3 for 42.
I am not starting Deshaun Watson this week.
You're not.
I'm going
to... So that
is
your sit of the week would be Deshaun Watson.
I'm terrified. I'm not going to lie. But I think the matchup for Andy Dalton and the Bengals this week, home versus Indianapolis... I'm going there. Look, Watson has been fantastic. I'm lucky to have him on my team. But going into Seattle on the road, I'm going to go with Dalton.
Give me the better fantasy quarterback over the matchup. Look, in terms of winning the game, rookie quarterbacks in the Pete Carroll era, 1-7 in Seattle. But, look, I think he can play well.
I just say this. When it comes to the Watson thing, I would cross my fingers as I look in another direction this week because, you know, about a month ago when Deshaun Watson was getting ready to go into New England,
yep.
Bill Belichick versus the rookie quarterback. Uh-huh. Bill Belichick, he's not going to have no shot. Belichick going to do this. Belichick going to do that. He almost dropped a W on them, and he got his career off and rolling against them. Now, the New England Patriots defense is not quite obviously not what the Legion of Boom and the Seahawks defense is, but I just can't. I'm not in the position where I want to sleep on the kid. You feel what I'm saying? So,
look, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
But I'm just... I mean, maybe
you're not comfortable doing it.
I'm not comfortable doing it, but I'm just looking at this, and the culture just giving up all these 20-yard plus passes and
yep.
everything. Maybe the process is wrong. Maybe I'm overthinking it, overdoing it, but there's just too much telling me.
No, no.
Go with Dalton.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I would do this. I'd make the same play.
Yeah, I can't do it. It's Andy Dalton, and Deshaun Watson has looked nothing but spectacular so far. I'm going to continue to have the confidence. I think the kid's going to prove himself. You've been a believer in Watson. I've been a believer in Watson. I'm not about to go off that rock right now. Andy Dalton, for all I know, seeing Andy Dalton over the course of his career, it's a good matchup, and he can end up throwing out a single touchdown pass. I know that sounds crazy. But I mean,
that
I'm
would be the first
but,
team
you know,
that happened to against the Colts this year, if I'm not mistaken.
It's not going to shock me, and if I'm wrong, I'll say you guys are right, but it's not going to shock me at all when Watson outplays Dalton just because he's the better fantasy quarterback. And I'm not saying Matt is doing this, okay? But I can't just look at the matchup. I'm not saying Matt would do that in every instance because he's saying maybe I'm overthinking it. I have to play the better player. To me, matchups are when the guys are ranked close in terms of the quality. To me, Andy Dalton is nowhere near as good a fantasy quarterback as Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, but the Indianapolis Colts defense is quite pitiful. Multiple touchdowns passes thrown against them in three of the last 5 weeks. Well over 300 yards a game against them. You're seeing teams score on average two touchdowns against them in the air. I just can't do that. While the Seattle Seahawks,
I can't play Andy Dalton over Deshaun Watson.
Andy Dalton for the All-In Kid is 7. Deshaun Watson.
I disagree with the All-In Kid.
Yeah, just letting you know.
Look, and you know if I'm wrong, he'll say he's been right all along.
You know that.
Yes.
Scott, give us a song you are sitting this week yourself.
Andy Dalton.
Okay. Quarterback I'm sitting this week or just
this
anybody?
This a player, Scott.
Just a player. All right. But I'm going to go to quarterback because everybody's talking so much.
I went with a wide receiver.
You want a wide receiver?
With a wide receiver. I went with the quarterback. Who are you going with?
I'm going to say I don't have Alex Smith in my top 12 right now at fantasy quarterback against Denver. I feel like Smith is still evolving as that downfield guy, and I feel like the matchup is just too tough.
It's my turn?
Yeah, sure.
Will you sit or start?
Sit.
Ben Roethlisberger.
You sit Ben Roethlisberger against Kansas City.
Sit Ben Roethlisberger this week in Kansas City. Now, Kansas City's been getting lit up by opposing quarterbacks. We saw what Derek Carr did. What's up, Matt?
You talking about Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah. My bad, Detroit. I'm all over the place.
Oh, I said Kansas City. That's on me. I said Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's on me. I said KC. Pittsburgh and Denver.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger versus Detroit. Detroit, not bad. You got the Ben Roethlisberger on the road narrative also. Now, don't get me wrong. His peoples are going to get their work, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. But more and more, this is becoming Le'Veon Bell's offense. You're going to see Le'Veon Bell touch the football close to 30 times a game. Rough, tougher road matchup with a team against their back against the wall. Right now, if I'm not mistaken, Ben Roethlisberger is quarterback 23. Jacoby Brissett has more fantasy points than Ben Roethlisberger on the season. Ben Roethlisberger is not a fantasy. It's not a starting quarterback in a 12-team league.
I agree, man. I totally agree with you. Should Ben Roethlisberger be on waiver wires?
I don't know if we want to go that far, but I can see it. I mean, he's QB 23 right now.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's QB 25.
Wow. I mean, Brissett legit has more fantasy points than Ben Roethlisberger.
It's going to be.
I would also sit Isaiah Crowell.
Oh, okay.
Matt Ryan at the Jets this week is going to be interesting. Something I'm hoping, you know, he turns it around. He's become my backup in 2 weeks.
Just cross those fingers when it comes to Matty Ice.
So, I mean, I'm fortunate I got Wentz and Prescott.
Me and Noah pulled back into a survival.
Right.
Am I picking the Jets this week?
I'm picking the Jets this week. That was not what we decided yesterday.
I know, but
we sat here.
I brought somebody else into the fold. We're going to take a shot.
Why are you taking the Jets?
This is what he wanted to do.
They are underdogs.
I know. That's what he wanted to do.
That's not. You're just wasting money. You bought in. You're wasting money.
Nobody else is using the Jets. I don't know. The dude had some kind of algorithm, some kind of theory of picking the Jets this week. So I like. Let's go
algorithm.
With it. I don't know. I don't. Whatever.
Look, I don't know if Atlanta should be one of the 4.5-point favorite.
Fine, but you should think the Jets in a survivor pool.
No, I would never do that.
No, God, no.
I have a partner with this.
But you also have a say.
I mean, you got New Orleans. You know, there's a couple of big spreads that I.
You have a say, Corey. It's not like you don't have a say in it. Cincinnati,
Philadelphia.
You know, I think the Alex Smith is too easy. Real quick, I'm gonna change my sit to Ryan Griffin.
Oh my goodness.
Tight end 27 is his sit.
No, he's my tight end 15.
And you like Will Fuller, but you want to sit Ryan Griffin?
I don't like Ryan Griffin.
You told me earlier in the week you did. When I was talking about tight ends, you're like, oh, they're burnable against the tight ends. One thing
they
Seattle,
are, but I don't think Ryan Griffin can exploit it.
I think that's a tight end 15.
Take a stand, Scott.
All right.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fold down.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
He has no idea.
Take a stand. Firing Joe Girardi was stupid.
What is that? That doesn't help a fantasy ball player.
Yeah, I just had to say it.
We'll talk about it in the next 5 minutes here on the Roto Experts.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Thinking of giving DFS a try? Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls every week. Free to enter, sign up at www.fantasyfactor.com. And Scotty, you mentioned it going to the break, and I did want to touch on it here for a moment, you know, given that we are in New York, and it was kind of a surprise yesterday. The Yankees announced that they are letting go of manager Joe Girardi. You said you do not like the move.
No, I don't. The guy has made the playoffs in 6 of 10 years. He won a World Series. He took a team this year that nobody even expected to make the playoffs to the 7th game of the ALCS. I understand, you know, reading up on this and, you know, keeping up on it about, you know, like maybe he wanted to be with his family. You know, that's a reason to retire maybe. But the fact that the Yankees wanted him out, I don't agree with a lot of the reasons that I've heard. You know, this to me, the bottom line is success. And this guy has been very successful.
Yeah, he's been successful. And I understand that that's the bottom line, is success. Like, I get it. But did you read... Did you ever read Tom Verducci's article on it?
No.
Verducci basically said that, like, yeah, success matters, but growing and... There's a growing rift between the organization, between the front office and the manager, in that Girardi, like, had his style. And it was the binder, and that was the whole joke, and he was basically cold as ice, and that was fine. And he won. He never had a losing season as a manager of the New York Yankees. But they wanted someone to grow these young players and reach them like Girardi can't. They also wanted someone to grow in analytics. Not that Girardi didn't believe in analytics, but someone that, like, essentially understood them better. And that's kind of like the model in today's landscape. And in the usual copycat league, you've got two managers that are in the World Series, and Dave Roberts and AJ Hinch. They're both the same style. They supposedly, the Yankees, much like the Red Sox, much like the Mets, much like the Phillies, wanted a manager like that.
But to me, the bottom line is about winning. And the guys won. Now, look, I heard all the things like that about... Not just from Verducci, but other writers. You know, I didn't read the Verducci column, but, you know, they talk about he's not into social media. He's not into analytics. Yeah, maybe he's an old school guy, but the guy wins. He wins. You know, like, nobody expected this team to go as far as it did. And I saw somewhere read he only made the playoffs 6 of 10 years, or 4 years he didn't make the playoffs. You know, that's just being spoiled. To make the playoffs six times in 10 years, how many teams do that?
No, I get it. But that was not the point. It has nothing to do why they fired him. They fire or let him go.
I understand why they let him go, but to me, the bottom line is winning, and the guy's a winner.
They believe that he is not the best fit for this team going forward.
Why? They don't want to go deep into the playoffs?
That's not what I said.
No, I'm saying the fit should be the guy that wins.
They think that he will not. Obviously, he's not the person that's going to win with this group.
He's already done it. He's won a World Series and taken him to the playoffs 6 in 10 years. Look at his managerial record.
I understand.
It makes no sense to me.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. Listen, Girardi has his faults, okay? Like, we saw Girardi have his faults in the playoffs this year.
He bounced back from it.
He bounced back and the team bounced back.
The team is a reflection of him, I think.
I can't disagree. No, I can't disagree. You know, it's also, to be fair, 10 years with the team is a long time in professional sports. It is.
But I don't think there was a legitimate, like, it's a big reason for him to get fired.
Absolutely not.
The team didn't win 65 games.
I completely agree with you. They brought him back for another 3-year contract. I wouldn't have said a word. I don't really feel passionately either way. I really don't. Would I have been happy that Girardi back? Sure. Am I happy that he's gone? Sure. I don't really feel either way. I'm a little nervous as a Yankee fan that, like, maybe they made the decision, now you're going to have some manager that has no idea what he's doing and really screws up. Like, that's definitely, that's like the fear of the unknown, for sure. But, you know, ultimately, they made a move. It'll be interesting to see who they bring in.
Who do you think is the right candidate?
So I've kind of been saying my favorite for the job is probably Al Pedrick. He's the AAA manager for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. You
interviewed him.
Pittsburgh Pirate infielder,
You've interviewed him, haven't you, Pedrick?
What's that?
Haven't you interviewed him before?
No, I didn't.
No.
Al Pedrick,
Al Pedrick, yeah. I thought he would be the guy because he managed all these dudes in AAA. He's been around the organization. Robbie Thompson. Their bench coach.
Yeah, I've heard Robbie Thompson.
Their bench coach.
Very
Josh Paul,
the
guy. Reggie Willis, a former Angel. So, going young, going analytical. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. We'll go on TV live next.